Bezras Hashem Yizbarech. Today's daf is Ayin Beis in Maseches Shabbos. It's the 134th daf in Shas. I record this on Baruch Hashem, a very moist night in Eretz Yisrael, sitting in front of the Neros Chanukah. There's a mixture of the smell of oil, which represents the Ner Shel Torah, and the pristine, the Shemen Zayis Zach oil, and the bounty of Eretz Yisrael, with the smell of the trees and the grass of Eretz Yisrael after the rain. We pick up on not an easy Gemara on the last line on Ayin Aleph on the Beis. You also might hear in the background the Kol Kores making the newest announcements in the neighborhood of Ramat Beit Shemesh. And we begin with the last line, Ayin Aleph on the Beis, Amar Ula. In order to understand what Ula is discussing, in order to understand Ula's statement, we need an introduction about the machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon about an osham vis-a-vis mi'ila. The best introduction, of course, is not from Chaim Eisenstein or anybody else, but from the Rebbe of all Rabbeim, Rashi HaKadosh. Take a look at Rashi Dibar Maschil Osham Vadoi, 8 lines from the bottom. We're going to pick up in the second line in Rashi, and that is the clearest way to learn it. Says Rashi, Upirish. There was a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon in the following instance. Hayulfanav shtei chatichas. If he has 2 pieces of meat in front of him, echad shel kodesh ve'echad shel chulin. One of kodesh, if he eats that one, then he will be in violation of being mazik hegdish, which is a mesechta by itself called me'ila. And he ate one of them, but he doesn't know which one he went. Ate. V'achal achas men v'ni yudei z'achal. So maybe Ashem talui, then he brings an Ashem talui. Umoda Rabbi Akiva, she'ena mevi es mi'ilasai. And Rabbi Akiva concedes that he doesn't bring a carbon mi'ila. Kleimer. Eina mashal karen v'chaymish. He doesn't bring the karen and chaymish that normally comes along when a person knows that he did mi'ila b'tshaygig. Ad she'yoydalai. Until he's informed. And here is the critical point. V'yavi ima ashim mi'ilos vadai. And then he brings a carbon ashem mi'ila vadai. The opinion of Rabbi Akiva is that just like when it comes to every other suffix, whether you did an aveira, that's chayev, a carbon ashem vadai. If you're a suffix, you bring an ashem talui. And then if you're later made aware of it, then you bring what's called an ashem vadai. So too when it comes to mi'ila. As Rashi spells out, ki hechid ashem talui, deshar averas, desafek karis, einem chaper kapara gemura. Even though he brought an ashem talui, he doesn't get a full kapara. Ukeshiyodea lo devadei chata, and when he knows that he certainly sinned, mevi chatas, then he brings a carbon chatas, or as we mentioned sometimes, ashem vadei, depending on the avera. But now we're talking about one of the chiyuvei karis. If he knows for sure, he brings a chatas. Avzek ishiyodea lo yachzir viyavei ashem vadei. So to here, it's the same thing. So Rabbi Akiva's position is that the general rule of thumb of Ashem Talui and Karbin Chatas when you know Bevadai is the same thing when it comes to Mi'ila. However, Rabbi Tarfon Omer continues Rashi towards the end of line number 6 from the bottom. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Malazem Mevi Shtei Ashamos. Over here, you would not have to bring 2 different ashamas, one in case of the suffix, and then if you find out for sure. Normally you do. V'lo damil ashem talui, the suffix chatas. It's not comparable to ashem talui if you have a suffix and chatas. Da'asam over there, sveika ayil. The suffix that one brings is an ayil, which is a zachar, vadai, but once you have to bring the carbon vadai, that's the chatas is in a keva. Hilkach ki misyad lei boy lasui nekeva. So you brought a zachar, but that zachar will not take care of the nekeva. And therefore, when you realize vadai, you have to bring in a keva. Avolzeh, but when it comes to mi'ila, mi'ila is going to different. Shishneim min echad. Both of them, the safek, the talui, and the vadai come from the same min. Kidahab marhasam, shemi min shemevi al hoda, mevi al hoda. Shizeh ayel vazayel. The Gemara in Perek Dam Shchita, in Krisus tells us that when it comes to Me'ila, both are a male. Yavi Karen v'chomesh. So therefore, Rebbe Tarfon's of the position that you bring it, you pay back the Karen and the Chomesh, v'yavi ayil, and you bring a carbon ayil, even when you're not sure, v'yoymer. And you should say, im vaday ma'alti zu mi'ilasi. If I certainly did mi'ila, then this should take the place of my carbon ila. V'zu ashami. V'im safek, and if it's a safek shalo, asid sveki lo dili, that I'll never find out what the truth was. Asham ze ye asham talui. V'hegdir ze l'nedava. And even then, if later on he's informed, he doesn't need to bring a new carbon asham. So the crunch of the machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon is as follows. According to Rabbi Akiva, there are the standard asham talui and chatas vadai, or asham vadai for me'ila, just like in every case of safe kares. And if he finds out, he brings separate carbon chatas. Rabbi Tarfon is the chiddush. Rabbi Tarfon argues that since the vadai for mi'ila is the same min, is the same gender, it's a male, it's an ayol, then there is no need to bring a second karbon if he finds out that he was a vadai. If, as long as he stipulates when he's besafek, that he's bringing this karbon either as a safek, because he'll never find out, or if he finds out, it should serve in place of the vadai. Now we're ready to see how this connects to yesterday's daf. Says Rashi on the second to last line, Alma. We see from this position of Rabbi Tarfon, Lo boi yidia b'tchila b'ashem vadai kodim avoz kaparoso. You don't need yidia before your karban. You don't have to know for sure that you're chayiv in this karban. And yet, nevertheless, the carbon takes effect. There is a very strong kasha that is asked on this pshat from the Ran, in the name of the Ran. I don't have Chedushei Ran in front of me, sitting in front of the Neros, but I see it quoted in his name, as well as in the name of the Magen Avram. It's not in the Ran in the back. And that is, we learned on yesterday's daf, about 10 lines in, and we're going to have it even more explicitly on today's daf, on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, that for a carbon chatos, you need to have yediyah. And once an individual has yediyah, then that is mechayev, a new carbon. Question being, why did Rashi explain within Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, and this is the only understanding we have in daf Yomi, in Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, that the reason why the one cannot bring or use the carbon that was brought for the safek, for the vadai as well, for the carbon chatas, is because they're made of different genders. Even if they weren't made of different genders, we already had earlier that, and later on, that there is a requirement of yedia, and yedia creates a new status of a chiyuv carbon. And without yedia, there will be no chiyuv chatas. That's a very strong question, and there are those who discuss it, but we will continue on, leaving it as a question, and finally begin our Gemara. Amar Ula, what do we see from our sugya? Leman da Amar Ashem Vaday, according to Rashi, that means Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, in their machlokis, they had a discussion whether the safe carbon will go for in place of the vadai, and we have the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon, who holds lo boy yediyah b'tchila, that you don't need yediyah, as long as you make the tanai, that's enough. So now the Gemara has another question on the top of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Bal chamesh b'ilos b'shifcha charufa, if a person b'shogeg, which the Gemara in Krisus on Daf Tes Amud Aleph says that even if he was bal a shifcha charufa many times, he only brings one karban. The same should apply not only for mezid, but for a shogeg as well. Now, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva explains Rashi, that every yediyah is significant, and if you only have a safek, so then in such a case, you need a new yediyah to be chayiv the karbon, so then I understand that every yediyah will be mechayiv a separate karbon. But according to Rabbi Tarfon, who says even a safek is going to be enough, so then what do we see? We see you don't need a yediyah to be mechayiv you in karbon. But to that, Rav Hamnuna has a kasha. Maskif la Rav Hamnuna, ela me'ata bal v'chazar bal v'hifrish karbon. What if he had two bias? And then he was mafrish a karbon. V'amar himtinu li ad she'eval. And then after he was mavrish a carbon, he says he wants to have another bia. Hachinami dein chayiv ala achas. He'll only be chayiv one. You're saying, just like Rabbi Tarfon says that the yediyah of vaday is not necessary, so too, he's not going to be even chayiv a carbon in the case where he was already mavrish it? That seems to be ridiculous. Amalei, so they responded to Rav Hamnuna, no, that's not a kasha. Maisa de la achara frosha kamrit. Maisa de la achara frosha lo kamina. We were only talking about where there wasn't a full yediyah and a suffik yediyah is enough for Rabbi Tarfon. But if there's a hafrosha, then hafrosha creates a full stop, and then that carbon goes on the previous actions. Any averos that are done afterwards require a new carbon. Rashi points out that the Gemara started this whole discussion because of the next line, which brings back to our previous daf. Ki asar of Dimi, Amar lemand Amar Asham vaday bo yidia betchila. According to the mand Amar that says, then Asham vaday needs yidia beforehand. In other words, according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says that the only time you could bring a carbon chatas is if you have a full yidia, ba chamish bius b'shivcha charufa chayva kol achas v'achas. What would emerge, you should be chayiv a carbon in each one. Amar le Abaye. Abaye is bothered that something at the end of the day is not going to add up. Hare chatas deba'inon yediyah betchila. Everybody agrees. There is no shita that disagrees with this. That in order to be chayiv a carbon chatas, you need a yediyah beforehand. As the pasuk says, Rashi points out, oy hoida lav vehevi. Only when it's hoida is he supposed to bring. If that's so, asks the Gemara, asks Abaye, Upligi Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. We had a machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rish Lakish had said in yesterday's daf that even if there is a yediyah that divides between, if someone ate two zeisei chalev, if he ate two zeisim of chalev, and then he has a yediyah on one of them, and then a yediyah on the second later on, Reish Lakish says you only bring one carbon. Rashi explains in Dibur HaMaskil Upligi that the question is the following. Let's do the Rashi inside. Upligi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish v'kama Reish Lakish de'en yediyahs mitchalkas l'schay b'shtayim al shnei zeisei chelev behelem achat. There isn't a chayiv of two carbonas in the case we described. Alma lo chashiv le'chiluk yediyah kechiluk kapara. So what we see from here is that chiluk yediya is not considered a chiluk for a kapara. And even though there was a break in yediya, nevertheless, you're chayiv one carbon. Then our question becomes, then why did we say above, when it came to shivcha charufa, the chayiv al kol achas v'achas? The Gemara had said that according to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be chayiv on each one for Shivcha Charufa, because the Yediyah is Michalek. But we see that Chiluk Yediyah is not Chiluk Kapara according to Reish Lakish. Ishtik, Rav Dimi was silent. You're right, Lechura, this doesn't fit within the teaching of Reish Lakish, and this is dependent on the Machlokis, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. Amar Lei, Abaye himself tried to differentiate. Dilma, B'maisa del Achar, Hafrasha Karmet. Ukadir of Hamnuna. Maybe what you were describing, that even Reish Lakish would agree. In other words, you had said it, Lekule Alma, that by Shivcha Charufa, there would be five karbanos, that we're talking about not simply that there was Yediyah. Yediyah would not be enough for Reish Lakish to create a separate chiyuv carbon, but there was also Hafrasha. And we would be following the opinion of Rav Hamnuna. And like we had learned above from Rav Hamnuna, six lines from the top, who said that, of course, after Afrasha, there would be a separate chiyuv of karbon, then in such a case, even Reish Lakish would agree. Amalei in, so Rav Dimi said, yep, that must be the pshat. Ki asa Ravin, when Ravin came, he taught the same thing. Hakamol de mishivcha charufa. Everybody agrees, even Reish Lakish holds that there are five different chiyuvim if there are five different bias.
At the same time, ve'akol moedim, and everybody agrees b'shivcha charufa. Now here, it means that there are times that by shivcha charufa, there's only going to be one carbon chatas. U'machloikis b'shivcha charufa. And there's also a machloikis b'shivcha charufa. Very cryptic words from Ravin, which will all be explained. Hakol moedim b'shivcha charufa, deinichai v'la'achatz k'de'ula. That was working within Ula's approach that we had started today's daf with. According to Rabbi Tarfon, that doesn't need Yediyah B'tchila. Even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that it's not considered Yediyah L'chalek, and therefore, in such a case, the Eino Chayiv Ela Achas, there won't even be any more than one Chiyuv, because one Yediyah is not a requisite. Kama. V'hakol Moedim B'shivcha Charuf D'chayiv Al Kol Achas V'achas Ki Rav Hamnuna. According to Rav Hamnuna, if you say that there was Hafrosha, like Rav Hamnuna, and as we had pointed out, that even Reish Lakish would agree when there's Hafrosha. U'machloikis b'shivcha charufa, l'man d'amar ashem v'adai b'ina b'ay yidiyah b'tchila. According to Rabbi Akiva, that says that you certainly need yidiyah beforehand, then machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Then you have the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. That Rabbi Yochanan had said that the Yediyah Michalekes, if one is aware that one ate one Zayas and then ate another Zayas, that's two Karbanos. So too, when it comes to Shivcha Charufa, with a Yediyah, he'll be Chayiv on two different Bios. However, according to Reish Lakish, that Yediyah is not Michalek between two different Zaysim. If he ate one Zayas, we learned in yesterday's Daf, Ayin Aleph and Beis, eight lines from the top, that he'd be chayiv one carbon, even if he ate a chaylev again. So there too, when it comes to shivcha charufa, if there's a yediyah between the two bias, so then he'll still only be chayiv one. The Gemara continues with another famous discussion in regards to the chiyuv of shogeg. Itmar, going on to Amud Beis, neskaven lahagbias atolosh v'chotach es hanchubar. If someone thought that he was picking up an apple, let's say, or a carrot that was detached from the ground, and it turns out that it was attached, potter. He's going to be potter from even a chiyuv karbon. Rashi explains in Dimar Maschul Chotach Es HaMechubar that the Torah Kedosha says Asher Chota Bo, and Chazal Darshin Asher Chota means Prat Limis Asek. It's a Gemara in Krisus on Daf Yutes Amud Beis, and this is called Misasek. If he's involved with the action of removing a talush, and he ends up doing something totally different, that's called he was involved with talush, not involved with mechuber. Conversely, lachtoch es hatalush v'chotach es hamechuber. He actually wanted to cut something, but what he wanted to cut was already no longer attached to the ground. For example, if he had designated a apple and its branch for achila before Shabbos, and he wants to cut off the apple from the branch, and it turns out what he was cutting off was actually an apple that was on a tree, not only on a branch, Rav Amar Potter, Abaye Amar Chayev. Here we have a machlokas. Abaye says you're Chayev, while Rava says you're potter. Rava Amar Potter, Dahalon Eskan Lechaticha Disura. Rava says you're potter because at the end of the day, you didn't intend to do a cutting which was prohibited. He was misasik on the mice of Kotzer. Abaye Amar Chayev, Dahalon Mechavin Lechaticha Dalma. Once he had intention to cut, even though his intention wasn't to cut the Isser, that's enough to be considered Mechavin on the mice of Isser. Amar Rava, Mino Amin Allah. Rava says, how do I know my position? Desanya. Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. V'chomer Shar Mitzvos Mishabbos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samach Beis, Amar Beis, tells us that there are times that Shabbos is more stringent than other mitzvos, and times that other mitzvos are more stringent than Shabbos. Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. Shabbos is more chomer than other mitzvos. On Shabbos, if you do two avos, even though it was in one moment, in one yediyah, if you will, in one helim, more precisely, chayiv al kol achas v'achas, he's chayiv on both of them. So if he did kotzer and tochen, he has two different karmen chatas. Mashen geim shar mitzvahs, in contrast to other mitzvahs, if he does two different isurim at one moment, he'll only be chayiv for one karmen. Rashi points out, we will see shortly what it means by shar mitzvahs. What would be two of shar mitzvahs? V'chomer shar mitzvahs mishabbos, and shar mitzvahs are more stringent than Shabbos. Shebishar mitzvahs shogeg below miskavein chayiv. That other mitzvahs, if a person was a shogeg without having kavana, he's going to be chayiv. Again, Rashi says, wait for the next Gemara that will tell us that what that means. Masha'en kein b'Shabbos. In contrast to Shabbos, you need to be mechavein in order to be chayiv. Now, we get the next Gemara that explains what we just learned. Omer mar, choy mer Shabbos mishar mitzvah, she Shabbos oyser shtay mehel mechon, chayiv kol achas v'achas, masha'en kein mishar mitzvah, hechi dami. What exactly is the case of where you're chayiv twice on Shabbos for one helim? First, by shar mitzvahs, even though you did two isurim, you're only going to be chayav one carbon. Ilema tavik tziru tchina, that the fellow did on Shabbos tziru tchina, as we ourselves had explained above. Udikavasa gavi shar mitzvahs, and what would be a parallel to that in shar mitzvahs? Ochal chelev vidam, if he ate blood and fat, the fats, that's aser, at in one helim. Hacha tarti mechayav, hachi tarti mechayav. That can't be. You should be chayiv too, even for chelev and dam. And yet we said, shar mitzvahs, based on Gemara Sanhedrin, samach beis and beis, you'd only be chayiv one. Ela shar mitzvahs, de lo mechayiv el achad echidami. What would be the case? De achel chelev. That he ate chelev v'chelev. That he ate a kezayis of chelev, and then he ate another kezayis of chelev. Reminiscent, v'amei v'nyavin, to the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish on Ayin Aleph, on the beis. Udekavasogav a Shabbos. And the parallel to Shabbos would be the avik tzira uktzira, that he did tzira twice in one helim. So that can't be, because hacha chad mechayiv, even by Shabbos you only be chayiv one, just like you'd be chayiv one for the chelif. Answers the Gemara, la'olam, you must say the avid tzira utchina, that there were two different malachos which have two different chiyuv echatas. Umay mashen ke b'shar mitzvahs, and what's the parallel to shar mitzvahs? Because by shar mitzvahs, if it would be chelev and dam, you would have two distinct chiyuvim. Says the Gemara, avodah zara. It's referring to avodah zara k'de Rabbi Ami. The Amar Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami taught us ziveach v'kiter v'nisech pa'alom ha'achas eina chayiv ela achas. There's a chiddush by avodah zara that even though each one of these avodos are by themselves separate isurei d'oraisa, nevertheless, if you do all of them together, ziveach, kiter, niseach, since it's one avera of avodah zarah, then you're only going to be chayiv one karbon in such a case by a shogeg. Asks the Gemara, b'mayu kimta b'avodah zarah, ema seifa, how's it going to fit in the seifa? Chom b'shar mitzvah, she b'shar mitzvah, shogeg below miskavin chayiv, mashen ke mishavis. Hai shogeg below miskavin d'avodah zarah, echi dami. We said that by shar mitzvahs there is one chumrah, that you don't need to be miskaving to be chayiv for a carbon shogeg. Gemara analyzed, hai shogeg below miskaving da avodah zarah, hechidami. What would be the case of shogeg below miskaving by avodah zarah? Ilei ma kesavar beis haknesses hu v'shtachav ala. If we're talking about a case where he thought he was in shul and he was bowing down, harei liboy lashamayim, his heart is to heaven. In such a case, no one would say that he did a maisa avodah zarah at all. It's something akin, possibly, to misasik. So what would avodah zarah be if he shogeg below miskaving? Ve'ela, rather, let's try another case. Dechazi adarta v'sagidla, that he saw a image of the king and he bowed down to it. So, analyzes the Gemara. Is that going to solve it? Hechidam, ida kabla ala beloa, if he accepted this as a god, mazed, then he's amazed. V'idelo kabbalah baloka lav klumu, and if he didn't accept it, then he did nothing. Ela me'ava umiyira, says the Gemara, he did it for love of the person or fear of the person. So on the one hand, he didn't do it as a god. On the other hand, it still is an iser to show that deference to a human being. Rashi adds, that would be a category of shogeg below miskavim, because he was a shogeg in the sense that he thought that since he doesn't intend to turn him into a god, it's permissible. And in that way, he's a shogeg below miskavim. Asks the Gemara, Hanichal Abaye Dar Mechayiv. That works according to Abaye, who says that one is chayiv. In Sanhedrin, Samach Aleph Amabez, Abaye holds, you're chayiv in such a case. For Hashtachava, Ela Rava Domer Pata Ma'ikal Neymar. What's Rava going to do? So what's the parallel? Ela Bomer Mutter. It must be in a case of where he thought that Avodah Zarah is Mutter. He likes Torah. It's beautiful. The Cholent is good. And even the mitzvahs are good. But who says Avodah Zarah? He never learned. Rashi explains he was a ger who never learned that Avodah Zarah is Aser. The Gemara rejects this pshat. Mashenge Mishavis de Potter Legamri? Are you going to say Ba'omer Mutter your Potter Legamri? Al Ad Khan asks the Gemara, Lo boy mine Rava mer Rav Nachman. Rava never asked of Rav Nachman. Now here Rashi explains, this is very cryptic. Rashi explains that this is the Shaila Rav had asked Rav Nachman all the way back on Ayin Amabei, six lines from the top, that there Rav had asked Rav Nachman, Helem Zev Zev Biyado. So, the extent of where someone forgot, the extent of which that might mean Omer Mutter, and Rava had asked Rav Nachman, there the Shaila was, Eli Ilich Yuve Chado Lich Yuve Tarti, whether to be Mechayiv him once or twice, Avol Mifter Legamri Loi, but to make him entirely Potter, even by Omer Mutter, that didn't dawn upon either Rava or Rav Nachman. Hence, the ukimta that you want to give, the choymer shar mitzvahs mi b'shabbos, that when it comes to Shabbos, that the case of oymer mutter on Shabbos is different than avodah zarah, that when it comes to avodah zarah, there he's called a shog below miskavin, and there will be more machmer to mechayim mekarba, and here you'll be patel gamri, that's not true. So therefore, the Gemara went pretty far with the ukimta of avodah zarah, however, it didn't work in the Maskana. Gemara continues on to Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph that we need to learn Nupshat. El Lav Reisha B'Akam. That worked beautifully, that the Reisha was going by Avodah Zarah, that Ketzira and Tchina you'll be Chayiv twice, in contrast to Kiter V'Nisech Ba'alam Achas is only going to be Chayiv one by Avodah Zarah. V'Seifa B'Shar Mitzvahs. The Seifa is talking about B'Shar Mitzvahs. V'Shagig B'Lom Eskan B'Shar Mitzvahs Hechi Dami. And what will the case be? It can't be Avodah Zarah, as we tried before, to sever the shumanu va'achla. When a person thought that he was eating kosher fat and he was really eating treifa fat, there in such a case, he still will bring a karban. Rashi explains that even though one could argue that he's considered misasik, this is the shita of Shmuel and Krisus on the Afutesim Abeis, that when it comes to Chalovin and Arayos, Misaasek is Chayiv b'Chalovin Arayos Shekeinene. It's also found in Psachim in the second parak. That's a Yesod Gadol. The Svara that I heard from my great Rabbeim is that whenever there's something that has Hana'a, then by definition, the Torah says it can't be that he's not entirely Mechavin. The Hana'a points him into Kavana from having Kavana from the Yisur. Masha'en came with Shabbos, but Shabbos is different. If he's misasek, he's going to be potter. De potter. De niskavin lachtoch es hatolosh, v'chotach es hamechubar potter. If he intended to cut off something that had already been detached from the ground, the example we gave earlier in our shir from the top of the Ayin Beis Amud Beis was a branch that had been already designated on Shabbos. We have to take care of the muktzah problem before Shabbos, designated before Shabbos, and he wants to take off the apple from that branch, but it turns out he cut off the chatach as a mechuber, he cut off an apple that was mechuber potter. In such a case, he's going to be potter. However, that's only going to work according to Rava, three lines from the top, and Ayin Beis Amud Beis. However, when it comes to Abaye, Abaye disagrees. Continues our Gemara, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, six lines in. V'Abaye shog blom eskavin hechi dami. How is he going to learn this case where we say it's chomer mishar mitzvah, mechomer shar mitzvahs mishabbos? According to Abaye, we learned that if he's mischaving lachtoch es hatolosh v'chotoch es hamechuber, he's going to be chayiv. So that can't be the ukimta of the seifa, because on Shabbos you're also chayiv according to Abayim. Answers the Gemara, disavar roku ubolo. In an instance where an individual thinks that he was swallowing simply spit, and it turns out it was liquefied fat, so then in such a case, he's going to be chayiv a carbon still, because he was nene from the yisur. Mashenke b'Shabbos, Abaye is moda on Shabbos de potur, because dineskaving lagbias atolish v'chotach as a mechubar potur. If he intends just to pick up, not to do any chaticha at all, then Abaye holds that you're potur, even from a carbon. Avon skaving lachtoch as atolish v'chotach as a mechubar chayiv. In such a case, Abaye says that you are chayiv. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the daf Ayin Beis. We got into about 8 or 9 lines into Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, and the subject of today's daf was Omer Mutter, as well as Niskavin Lagbias Atolish V'chotach Es HaMechubar, as well as the Machlokes between Abaye and Rava of Lachtoch Es HaTolish V'chotach Es HaMechubar. The Rava says you're Potter, and Abaye says that you're Chayiv. And finally, we went back to a very important Machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfin in Me'ila, of whether their Yediyah of a Safek could take care of a Yediyah of a Vadai, which the Gemara connected back to the big Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish that we had yesterday, and that is whether Yediyah between two Zaysei Cholav is enough to create two Chiyuvei Karbon or not. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Beis. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparich, our Halachav topic from Daf Ayin Beis, which emerges from the ends of the sugya, where the Gemara introduces on the top of Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph that there are times that Shar Mitzvos are more chamor than Shabbos, and that is if a person is misasek b'chalovim v'aroyos, so then in such a case, the Gemara increases, tells us, misasek b'chalovim v'aroyos, if one doesn't intend, is doing a different action, but is eating or has sexual relations and thought that it wasn't with a person that was aser, nevertheless is chayv because of hana'ah. We will discuss 2 examples of that shayla where poskim have an interesting chiddush. Number 1, the Ramo in Simin Shin Ayin Beis writes that if a kohen is sleeping in a building and there is a mace in that building, there is a requirement to wake up the kohen. The question is, the kohen over here is a misasek. He's sleeping. He's not doing anything wrong. Why is that so? In a celebrated tshuva, Rabbi Akiva Eger, in Chelek Aleph Ksavim Simin Chof, is quoted by his son as saying that from here is a raya that misasek, even though he is potter, we're not talking about now achila and arayos, that we'll get to later on, is considered a maisa avera. And for that reason, you need to wake up the kohen. Reb Braunschweig pointed out to us that in the Al-Chetz, we say Al-Chetz shechaton fenecha ba'onis uveratzon. That also seems to indicate that someone who is an onis, like a misasek, is a maisa avera, and misasek as well would be considered a maisa avera. So this is halacha number 1. The reason why a sleepy kohen needs to be awoken is because misasek is still a maisa avera, but it's just a ptur onish. Rabbi Kiva Eger is actually challenged, and a fascinating approach is developed in the Chalkas Yoav in Arachaim Simin Zayin, where he differentiates between where the Torah requires an action, then misasek is entirely potter, versus where the Torah does not require action, like a kohen by a mace, and he develops a slightly different approach than Rabbi Akiva Eger. This relates to Shaila number 2, which also becomes a continuation of yesterday's halacha topic. In yesterday's halacha topic, we discussed tshuva bizman hazeh for someone who violated Shabbos. Excuse me, it was 2 days ago. On Daf Ayin, we discussed doing tshuva b'zman hazeh. In the Shas of Tshuvas Shivas Tzion, from the Aruch Laner, in Simin Memches, he raises the question of doing tshuva for an avera and the requirement for kapara in a case that one could possibly argue is misasik. And this case comes up even today. He discusses somebody who ate a fruit that it wasn't expected and it wasn't required al pi halacha for him to check the fruit or vegetables. That, of course, many know is still a discussion today when that applies and when does not. It could very well be that if chas v'chalila, a person eats a bug when he wasn't required to check, in such a case, there isn't a maisa avera, and he could be considered a misasek and not have a requirement of kapara. And the reason for that is, despite the fact that we say misasek in our Gemara on top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph is chayiv shekein nene, and in that way, other isurim are more chamor than Shabbos. Nevertheless, the Ramah, as quoted by the Shach in Simin Pei Dalet Sifkat and Lamed, points out that bugs have a tam pogum. If they have a tam pogum, then a person is not nene from the achila. If a person is not nene in the achila, in such a case, the misasek would not be considered a maisa avera. Because even though misasek is when he has shekeinena, achila, and arayos, this, the Shivas Tzion, argues is a different case. Now, this is connected to our first Shaila, and that is, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, that would not be enough, because Rabbi Akiva Eger held that Misasik is considered a Maisa Avera. A fascinating historical footnote to this discussion is Rav Shtermuch in Chelik Dalet Simin Kufzadi quotes that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that he had heard, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had sent to this question to Rabbi Akiva Eger, asking a very broad question, and that is, why do you have to check, for instance, insects altogether, even if there are insects? In such a case, the individual is being misasek, and he's being misasek on something that doesn't have anah. So despite the fact that there's achila, he should be pater as misasek. He then quotes that Rabbi Shlomo Eger told Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that many years later, he told him that Rabbi Akiva Eger did not respond to that shaila because Rabbi Hirsch of Salant had already taken a position and Rabbi Akiva Eger did not want to violate the rabbinic authority in Salant at the time. However, the answer was, as Rabbi Akiva Eger had said above, explaining the Ramah, that Misasek is still considered a Maisa Avera. If one would not say that, it would leave open the question that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had almost found a solution in which any individual be exempt, at least in the premise of his question, from the Isser of eating bugs because he's not Nene, and the Isser of Misasek is only if he's Nene. These are the two interesting topics that emerge from the Sugya of Misasek. That is, number one, waking up a Kohen. Number two is the requirement of checking for bugs, and whether the eating of bugs, chas v'chalila, fall into the category of misasek b'achila shekeinena, which is more chamor than hilchos Shabbos, as described in our Gemara. This Be'ez Hashem concludes the halacha topic from today's daf.